Bo Wolf and Greg Cosell here, welcoming you inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And Greg, let's talk about one of the money positions in the NFL, pass rushers, edge rushers, guys who can get after the quarterback, and it starts with Dante Fowler from Florida.
Yeah, I love Dante Fowler. I would rate him probably at the top of the list based on film. I think Fowler was a guy that really grew on me the more I watched him. I think he's got everything you look for. He's got quickness. He's got some power as a pass rusher. Not as a run defender, believe it or not, but as a pass rusher, he's really athletic. And you know what really sold me to some degree, Bo? I was fortunate to be at the combine on the field, and I watched him move in person. You know, I was 15, 20 feet away. And given that he's 260, I was really amazed by how well he moved seeing him in person. And I think he's going to be a really good pass rusher. You know the player he kind of reminds me of? A Justin Houston type player.
Okay.
Now, I'm not suggesting Fowler's going to get 20 sacks
rookie,
but style of player, that kind of movement, that kind of body type, I think Fowler will be a very good NFL pass rusher.
Do you think he would be best in space coming in as a 3-4 rusher?
Yes, he's not a 4-3 DN.
Okay.
He can't play 4-3 DN, in my opinion. He got handled. This is what's interesting. He showed some power as a pass rusher, but he was not a powerful player at all as a run defender. So I don't see him at all as a 4-3 DN. I think he has to be a 3-4 in a base defense. Now, when you go to your sub-packages, he'll be a pass rusher on the outside. He might put his hand on the ground. But in a base defense in the NFL, he's a 3-4 outside backer.
Would you say the same about Nebraska's Randy Gregory, who we see here, very productive in terms of sacks in his college career? Got maybe some off-field question marks.
You might have that.
In terms of on the field, what do you see from Gregory?
Loved him, too. He and Fowler, to me, were neck and neck. I think Gregory has great flexibility. Now, he was a Division I basketball recruit, and you can see that when you watch him play because he can do what you look for very often when you look for pass rushers and flexibility. He can separate his upper body from his lower body when he rushes the quarterback. He can bend. Very, very flexible. You watch him when he played against Eric Flowers, the Miami offensive tackle. Eric Flowers couldn't block Randy Gregory. Gregory was way too quick, way too explosive for him. I guess the question is, what position? That's a tough call, but you know who Gregory has some similarities to? And I think he's actually a little more flexible than this guy. But I think Gregory has some similarities to Jason Taylor, who played all those years with Miami at a very, very high level, big numbers as a pass rusher. I think he reminds me of that kind of player. But as I said, I think Gregory is a bit more flexible.
All right, one of the sort of forgotten pass rushers in the beginning of the draft process who has now moved himself into top 10 conversation is Vic Beasley from Clemson. Very productive in college, 25 sacks over the last two seasons, but also blew up the combine, the best 40, the most bench press reps among his position group, and top five really in every testing category. He, it's maybe fair to say, has it all.
And I think what people loved about him privately at the combine was he showed up at 245.
Right.
And I think he probably played at about 225 because when you watched him on tape, he looked like a running back playing outside linebacker or defensive end. But if he can keep up that weight, and obviously he showed the movement ability at that weight, the question with him is, what does he become? We know that pass rush is a premium position. He's a quick twitch kid. He can get the edge. Are there other moves? We need to see if there's other moves involved with him other than just getting the edge, which he can do. Is he just that one-trick pony? I think the people who like Beasley, Vic Beasley, they're going to see maybe a Von Miller-type player down the road because he has that explosive, sudden movement as a pass rusher.
Similarly impressive combine performance from Kentucky's Bud Dupree. What do you see from him?
And it's funny, I don't see Bud Dupree as a great NFL pass rusher, and I even spoke to an SEC coach who had to play against him who told me they never worried about him at all as a pass rusher. And I know we're talking pass rushers in this segment, but oddly enough, who I see Bud Dupree far more as than a pass rusher is a linebacker like Jamie Collins of the Patriots. I think Dupree's athleticism is off the charts. Now, maybe you can make him a pass rusher, but I don't think he's a pass rusher right now. And again, that gets into the whole debate about natural pass rushers versus sort of made pass rushers.
Yes.
I'm not a coach. I don't know the exact answer. I've talked to people about it. I don't know the exact answer to that. I don't think he's a pass rusher right now.
How about Shane Ray from Missouri, who some people will say maybe got by on jumping the snap and beating offensive linemen that way, but he was very productive, had a lot of sacks. Do you think he could do that at the next level?
Well, if you're first off the ball in the NFL, you're going to win a lot too.
Right.
And he was first off the ball a lot in college. He's a kamikaze player. He plays with tremendous passion, tremendous competitiveness, another quick twitch kid off the edge. Missouri, for years with this defense, has also been moving their DNs inside to D-tackle. They did it years ago with Alden Smith. Alden Smith would eat up guards. Shane Ray ate up guards. This kid, to me, is a pass rusher, and I think he can play 4-3 DN. He looks bigger on tape than his size. I think he's 245, 248. When you put in the tape, he looks bigger than that. So I think you can play him at 4-3 DN, and he's a pass rusher.
Well, we have this perpetual debate about player versus prospect. Ray, obviously productive in college. Maybe not really the case for Danelle Hunter from LSU. Only 1.5 sacks last season in 2014. But he's got the measurables that you might want, not the production.
He doesn't know how to rush the quarterback at this point. Now, I liked him a ton as a player. He was really good playing the run. I thought he understood leverage, used his hands. He just didn't know how to rush the quarterback. So the question is, can you teach him? Or is ultimately Hunter a 3-4 outside backer who's sort of the all-purpose kind of player and maybe get some secondary sacks, but is not really the true pass rusher? Because when you watched him in college, and I watched an awful lot of games because I liked the player and I was waiting to see if I was missing something, he just doesn't know how to rush the quarterback at this point. So how much can be taught? How much is natural?
All right, let's go back to the Senior Bowl now, Greg. And in terms of productive college players, Haole Kikaha from Washington, very productive, but maybe not the fluid athlete you're looking for at that position. Maybe got by on effort sacks, not necessarily overpowering guys.
You know, Kikaha, I really liked him on film. And I know he's, when you look at him, you don't immediately see the explosion and the explosive traits that you see with a Fowler or a Gregory. You don't say, wow, look at him do that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, he can bend. He bent the edge, and this kid is relentless. I think there's a place for him in the NFL. I think he'll get sacks. Now, he, as I said, he may not be the exact prototype, and it's the reason he's not going to be a top 10 or a top 15 pick, but I'd be very surprised if this kid doesn't come in the NFL, and whether it's situationally or whether he ends up being a starting 3-4 outside backer, I'd be very surprised if Kikaha doesn't end up with good sack totals in the NFL.
You think 3-4 outside backer for him as opposed to being a 4-3 end?
Yeah, he's only a 3-4 outside backer. He's not a 4-3 D end.
Okay, well, how about Omawabe Odigizua? Easy for me to say.
Double O.
Double O from UCLA, and we'll see him here. Very, very impressive athlete. He's got the length, he's got the size, he's got the explosion, tested very well at the combine. I think he is a potential maybe late first-round prospect.
Oh, he was fascinating to watch on tape and one of the most intriguing guys to watch because of that athleticism. And he's a 4-3 D end. He's not a stand-up linebacker. He struck me as a kind of slightly lowercase Ziggy Ansah. In
okay.
terms of athleticism, you saw it immediately. I tell you what else he had, which I'm not sure you can teach, Bo, heavy hands. Now, when he hits you, he moves you. And I think that he will be fascinating to watch grow and develop in the NFL because the athleticism is there for this kid to become a good pass rusher. Now, he needs to be taught a lot, as most guys do, by the way. It's like we talk offensive linemen. We talk about how most of them don't know how to use their hands. Same is true of 98% of defensive linemen. They don't know how to use their hands. But he does have heavy, heavy hands, which is a very good starting point.
All right, let's finish up with Preston Smith from Mississippi State, 9 sacks as a senior, and we'll see him here beating a, really an NFL-caliber right tackle in Rahm Havenstein.
Very good football player. Not an explosive edge rusher. You know, we're not putting him in the level of the Shane Rays or the Gregories in terms of the way he can bend the edge and rush the quarterback. But a very complete player who can line up in multiple positions along your defensive line. He can even stand up at times. Mississippi State did that. He reminded me a lot of another former Mississippi State player, Pernell McPhee, who did a great job with the Ravens for about, three, 4 years and just signed with the Chicago Bears. I think Preston Smith is very much that kind of player. You can move him around and you'll get a ton of productivity.
A lot of first and second round options if you're looking for a player to get after the quarterback. Greg Cosell breaks him down here inside the film room.